All right, so we've got some time here as the game has finished up, and we're pleased to be joined now here on the Satellite Solutions postgame show by Kelsey Gibbons, the head coach for the West Fargo Packers. Coach, it's state tournament time. They don't care how you win them. They only care if you win them. And I know as a coach you're looking for the style points, but your team got the job done when it mattered tonight.
Yeah, we did. I mean, definitely not a comfortable win. I think that we have a lot to talk about before we come in tomorrow. But at the end of the day, they got themselves a match and got themselves to the semifinal. So you got to be proud of that, and you got to be proud of that moment too.
Feels like Legacy is a team that they're always in the right place, and they dug just about everything you threw at them tonight. Talk about the match that they played opposite you tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Legacy is a great team, and I think that too. We haven't had the opportunity to see the West yet, and I feel the West does play a little bit of a different style than the East does. So you're always a little bit tighter going into those matches with teams like Legacy or teams out West. So a little bit of the unknown, but you got to kind of get the feel in the first set and then hopefully be able to produce for a couple more. So.
Yeah, what did you tell your team after that first set? They take a 25-21, first seed out of the East against the fourth seed in the West, and you could tell the team just looked a little tight. What were you talking to them about?
I mean, I think that for postseason, everybody starts 0-0, right? So we have to be able to bring it. We have to work hard, and we have to earn our points. I think that we struggled with scoring points in the first set, so I think the message was everybody's going to be coming at us, and we have to figure out how to respond to that and how to score.
Tell me a little bit about this young lady standing to your left. I had her for 23 kills tonight. She did everything for your team, and you could tell that she's kind of the glue that kept everybody going.
Yeah, she oftentimes is. She's somebody that runs our offense when she's in the back row, and she produces our offense in the front row. And the way that she was swinging in the first set and the second set, we kept telling our setter, give her the ball. Until they stop her, give her the ball. Not necessarily spreading the ball around, but if it's working and you're hitting 1,000, we got to keep the ball going to her.
Yeah, it was a good plan tonight. Yeah, so your message to the team tonight, now you get a chance to take that deep breath and relax a little bit, watch the next semifinal coming up. But what's your message to your team about how you want them to play coming into tomorrow night's semifinals?
Yeah, we got to relax. We got to play our game. I feel like we didn't see a lot of characteristics of ourselves that we're used to, so I think we got to refocus on that. I think coming in the first in the East, you kind of got some first day jitters and high expectations and some weight on your shoulders. So tonight we'll go and have some fun and eat some food and find a way to come in a little bit more relaxed tomorrow.
There you go.
Now, Coach, I know that in the EDC Championship, you lost that first set kind of handily to Fargo Davy. So when you lost that first set tonight, were you able to tell your team, look, we've been in this type of position before, let's just calm down and get things going? Because it seemed like once your team got up by 4 or 5 points in that second set, everybody calmed down and you played ball just like I'd seen you during the regular season.
Yeah, I think the focus is always just to stay focused on ourselves. The other team is going to be great, especially at a state tournament. Everybody's going to be challenged. We want to be challenged because that's the only way that we're going to continue to get better. So whether it's postseason or preseason, it's all about how you respond to those losses and being able to battle back and take care of business on our own.
Coach, congrats on the win, and we move on. Survive in advance is what they say at state tournament time, and you did that tonight. Thanks for coming over. Congrats on the win tonight.
Thank you.
Also joining us here on the postgame show is our CI Apparel Player of the Game, senior Hallie Erickson. 23 kills, 2 aces, and a block for good measure as well. Hallie, congratulations.
Good job getting
this one done tonight. Tell me about the match. It started out a little tight maybe as the team was trying to get things figured out, but then you were able to settle in. Tell me how it unfolded tonight.
Yeah, starting off, it felt just like our championship game against Davies. And coming into the second set, we said the exact same thing. Like, we just need to reset and play the game that we can play. So going into the second, third, and fourth, after getting a win, it brought our energy up and to keep going.
Tell me a little bit about what you hope to see tomorrow night. I'm sure that if you and Coach talk about it, you'd say we did some good things. We maybe weren't at our best. Early on, maybe some of the serve-receive wasn't quite on time. So what do you want to see your team do better tomorrow than you did tonight tactically on the court?
Yeah, for sure. Now after playing a game, we're adjusted to the gym. Like, we know how it feels to play in here, so we got to settle in right away. Start with our serve-receive, getting us passes not too tight on the net just so that we can run our offense better.
How do you handle the pressure being that number one seed? It's a new thing for the team this year, and you come in with that target on your back a little bit. What did you talk about before the match, and how did you keep yourself settled down during the match to just go out and play and not worry so much about that tension?
Yeah, we definitely had a target on our back, and we knew that Legacy came in, they had nothing to lose. So we just had to settle in, play our game. Like, we know we're a strong team, we know what we can do, so we had to focus on ourselves to play like we could.
All right, well, congratulations on a great match and a great win. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Hallie Erickson, our CI Apparel Player of the Game. Thank you, ladies, very much. Appreciate you taking the time. All right, short break. When we come back, we'll give you the statistics and recap the action from this one, get you set up for our next quarterfinal game. That when we continue on the Satellite Solutions postgame show. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Aldevron Sports Network on AM 1100, The Flag.